Todd.
Hello, Ryan.
Hello, Todd. How are you doing?
Quite great.
Todd, I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
Should a scrum team implement inbox zero?
It's a good tee up.
We're going boom.
Hard start. So, I got an interesting take on this. I had a boss one time that said he had a pretty harsh email filing philosophy, and I adopted it to some extent. Now, not completely, but he said, when you get an email, either do something with it or move on from it, meaning delete it or file it or something in that regard. And he was like, because I dedicate time to addressing my inbox specifically, so that I have specific time that I use to focus on emails. I don't just randomly check it throughout the day, and I either do something with it or remove it. And so I generally don't have, like, I'm looking at my Agile for Humans inbox right now, and I have 10 emails in it. And so those 10 emails I owe people follow-ups on, or I'm waiting to see the results of a return conversation. But for the most part, I keep a very, very thin email inbox. And I think it was because of that previous boss.
Yeah, I am not as disciplined as you, my friend. I think there's about 1,200 emails in my Agile for Humans inbox. And I'm trying to get better at doing exactly what you just said. Mm-hmm. And I actually think scrum teams can really get a lot out of this too, by really setting clear times and boundaries around email. Mm-hmm. It's real easy to just get sucked in and then, oh, I'll do something with that tomorrow and click. And then you miss a follow-up. Like something mm-hmm. like that actually gives me true anxiety is, oh no, was there an email I'm supposed to answer?
Mm-hmm.
Or, oh no, is there a follow-up? And so I'm moving more towards like, all right, at 9 a.m. on a non-teaching day, from 9 to 9:30 is email time. Clear the inbox, take care of what I need to, either, you know, file, answer, or delete, just like you're saying. Now, am I trying to get to inbox zero each and every day? No. I don't think that's necessarily mm-hmm. wise, but I think the structure, right, actually carving out some time to actually deal with email and doing that with intention, I mean, that's awesome. I think that's definitely a necessity.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting too, because I don't know if you noticed this or not, but I feel like we've also gotten into a thing where we'll hook up on Zoom and we'll just kind of go through our emails together while we're just kind of making small talk, and like, or like we'll help each other with emails or something like that. So I don't want to say pair email, because that's ridiculous. But I think that, you know, we'll dedicate an hour just to do that, right? I mean, have you found yourselves that you and I do that? So I don't understand why you couldn't. Hey, let's grab a conference room or hop on a Zoom, and I have to spend an hour on emails. We can email and catch up, and maybe you can give me some advice on how this email should be structured, stuff like that.
Yeah, we do that quite a bit. We will we'll pair up and take care of the office stuff. And I think that's most effective. You know, trying to get to zero and having complex foldering strategies for email seems silly to me, especially in the age when email is indexed and searchable. Like if I've ever needed to, oh, this client needed, I can search the client name and I can find it very quickly. And so I've kind of been lazy in this regard, but it's never made sense to me. Maybe I just need a general archive box just to get it out of the inbox.
I wonder if you would be surprised to know that I am very anal retentive about that.
No, I'd imagine you have like 7 or 8, you know, deep layers of folders, and which is great, man. I love your OCD. It keeps us out of trouble. But I just, in the age of everything indexed, you know, it's unsearchable. I just don't know how. I'll say this, the boundaries, like, you know, having a time where you can intentionally deal with email, I think is great. But the huge structures, that's what search engines do, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm as you can imagine, I'm pretty like, I'm pretty organized with it. I don't go multiple layers deep, because I always get in trouble with that with the way I try to order my file systems. Like I always try to, overdo it, but just a single layer to file things. But, you know, I think kind of circling back to the whole part about this conversation is, you know, maybe when you're working, close your inbox. when you're trying to do other things and you're not trying to respond to email, or like, I think this is probably one downside of something like Slack or Teams, is that it's basically saying I'm okay to be interrupted whenever. And I haven't found that to be true. I never liked when I was sitting coding with headphones on and people would come up behind me and like tap on my shoulder. I mean, in fact, it would scare me because I was at a high degree of concentration. I don't think that it's that much different by the context switch that happens when you automatically look at a Slack notification or an email. Like, I don't know. It's kind of the same thing. So maybe dedicate some time. The world's not going to fold down. Someone will call you if something's on fire, right? And give yourself the time to focus.
Yeah, I like that point. And that's how I think we tie it back to Scrum teams. It's we're amplifying focus by being intentional. So shut down the client, set specific times, you know, decide what to do in the moment with an email, archive it, delete it, answer it. And I think you'll find that less anxiety, less stress. I've also found, Todd, that if there's something I really need to follow up on, most email clients have like you can turn an email into a task, which is also a really cool kind of way to defer or at least remind. And so there's some cool functions in there, but absolutely zero messages, you know, at all times. Nah, I don't think that's useful.
Yeah. Yeah. That probably makes it end screen time.
End screen time. We do believe in an end screen each and every show. Be sure to check out the socials, like and subscribe. 40% of you are not subscribed. Why is that? Subscribe, hit the bell, never miss an episode. We got a lot of that. We just did a bunch of episodes with Mr. Daniel Vacanti. The Kanban episodes will be coming out again soon. You don't want to miss those. Check out the videos below. The YouTube algorithm thinks you'll like them. We do too. Leave your comments. We want to know, what do you think? If we missed something important about Inbox Zero, how do you handle email? How do you coach your teams to handle this huge distraction? Right? We'd love to hear that, all about that in the comments. Leave your questions as well. Your questions turn into videos like magic. All right.
Magic.
All right, everybody. We hope you have a great day. We hope your Scrum practices are going well, that this tip helps with focus. And we'll see you tomorrow.